We are at that time of the year when the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank hold their spring meetings, and thanks to technology, we are able to keep track of some of the important issues coming up at these meetings. At the start, the IMF's Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva has observed that a robust recovery of the global economy remains elusive. And her institution's view is that the global economy's slow pace of projected growth over the next 5 years poses a particular challenge for the world's poorest countries.
We are yet again assembling our membership at the time of high uncertainty. The recovery we so much are hoping for, a robust recovery, is still a bit elusive. Why? Because we do have a significant inflation problem. That means central banks have to continue to keep interest rates higher to combat it, and that is on the way of restoring the prospects for robust growth. We have seen that this rapid transition from low interest rates, abundant liquidity, to high interest rates and much less available liquidity has exposed vulnerabilities in the financial sector. That made the task of policymakers even harder. So in that context, what we are projecting for this year is, despite the remarkable resilience of consumer spending in the United States, in Europe, despite the uplift from China's reopening, global growth would remain below 3% as we projected it earlier this year. And what is more concerning, it would remain around 3% for the next 5 years. That does not give us high hope for meeting the aspirations of people, especially poor people around the world, and most importantly, poor people in poor countries. Let me stress three issues in that context. The first one is that this picture of growth is divergent. There are emerging markets that are doing better. But for frontier markets, for the poor countries, the future is not so bright. And in terms of income per capita growth, poor countries would remain below income per capita growth in middle-income countries. Dangerous divergence. Two, we have been wrestling with one crisis after another, one shock after another. And that has pushed on the back burden the longer-term agenda of structural reforms that are paramount to uplift productivity. And with productivity remaining low, the prospects for growth are low. And three, the ropes that tie us together have become weaker over the last years. Fragmentation is deepening, and what it means is that what has generated tremendous impetus for growth and prosperity over the last three decades, an integrated economy, is being negatively impacted. We have done research at the IMF that shows that just the costs of trade fragmentation can run as high as 7% of global GDP over the years. So these meetings are an opportunity for us not only to talk about the immediate priorities of restoring price stability and safeguarding financial stability, but also about the longer-term prospects of growth and how prosperity can be an achievable objective for the lower income countries.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.